Gavin Newsom exempts San Francisco gyms, offices from latest mask mandate. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 15, 2021. San Francisco's fully vaccinated gyms and offices received a last-minute exemption from Governor Gavin Newsom's, D, latest statewide indoor mask mandate. Update: ATCA Public Health has further refined its indoor masking requirements since Monday, said the San Francisco Department of Public Health. This means that stable cohorts of 100% fully vaccinated people in settings like workspaces and gyms will continue to be allowed to remove masks. In addition to San Francisco County, California's exemption extends to Contra Costa, Alameda, and Marin counties. Fully vaccinated individuals who meet indoors regularly in places like gyms, offices, or college classes will be able to take off their masks. This refinement acknowledges the hard work of the people of San Francisco throughout the pandemic, including the ways in which we have maintained reasonable protections heading into the holiday season, the San Francisco Department of Public Health added. Local business owners celebrated the state's exemption. The San Francisco Independent Fitness Studio Coalition couldn't be more pleased with the receding of the state mask order, said Dave Carker, co-owner of the San Francisco gym. To have any disruption at all in the progress we've made over the last year and a half in getting customers back would have been devastating. On Monday, Newsom reimposed a statewide indoor mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status, through the holiday season until January 15. The order came amid fears of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, which California has 24 reported cases. This move targets California cities and counties that ended their mask mandates after Newsom lifted the requirements in June. Heavily populated areas like Los Angeles County and parts of the Bay Area never stopped their mandates. Dr. Mark Gully, California's Health and Human Services Secretary, recognized that certain municipalities would not comply with the latest wave of mandates. We know that there's going to be people who don't necessarily agree with this, who are tired, who aren't going to mask. We hope that those are few and far between, Gully said. San Francisco will still have to comply with the state's orders regarding mega events. Events with 1,000 or more people who do not require vaccination must now show proof of recent negative antigen or PCR tests.